The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's the first Community Spotlight of 2026. Feels a little later in January to say Happy New Year, but you got to give me a break. I was stranded in Puerto Rico. Across the aisle from me, so to speak, Principal Justin Blitz, Principal of Cedar Rapids Prep. I think we had you in here right before you officially opened your doors, so great to see you again. I always love to start with a very general question. When I say prep school, how is that different than a public and a private school?
Yeah, that's a great question, one that we get very often. And so we are a public charter school, which is a bit of a new concept for folks in the area. Growing up, I know we typically had your traditional neighborhood public school,
yep,
or you would have maybe gone to a private parochial school. So public charter school is a bit of a hybrid. We are a public school, which means we are open to all students, regardless of potential disabilities or learning differences. We are tuition-free, so there's no cost to attend, although we do have some specialty offerings that we provide. So we're a college prep school, so we're tailoring our experience to students who want to prepare for the next level of learning at a college or university. Our standards are very high. It's an academically rigorous program. It's a very small school feel, so a tight-knit community that we're very proud of.
Is that college prep really the big differentiator, or are there other things that make you different? And, you know, what are you hearing from families? Why are they choosing Cedar Rapids Prep?
Yeah, so I think we've kind of, where some schools zig, we've zagged, and we see a lot of very large schools right now where students, you know, sometimes feel like they're getting lost in the shuffle. We're very intentional about providing a small school feel. So we have between 100 and 120 students per grade. That really allows us to know each student individually, to know their interests, to know the families, and really tailor the experience to that student. We very much prioritize a safe, calm learning environment. So in terms of expectations for students, those are very high, as well as, yes, I would say, you know, the rigor and engagement piece with academics is really promoting students to be prepared when they leave us and ready for college.
Our guest this morning for Community Spotlight, Principal Blitz, Justin Blitz. He's with Cedar Rapids Prep. Now, the last time we had you in, you were just opening your doors, first campus, Northeast Cedar Rapids. You have another location that's been announced. This will be in the former GoDaddy building, officially in Hiawatha, correct?
That is correct, yeah. So we have had more demand than we even anticipated,
sure,
which is a good problem to have. So we filled all of our slots very quickly. We currently have a wait list for all three of the grades that we're serving, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And as we spoke with families in the community, we just saw the level of demand we couldn't meet in our current space. And so we will be opening a middle school site at the former GoDaddy building in Hiawatha that will open next year. We'll be serving 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. And then we will have our 9th grade students remain in our current campus at our Towers location while we prepare for next steps. We are still under contract for the land on Edgewood and 42nd Street, which was our initial site.
I remember that as part of our first conversation.
Yes, so we're still under contract for that space and looking to move forward with that as well.
And I should have actually started the conversation. So when we're talking about those grades, we're looking primarily right now 6, 7, 8, but 6, 7, 8, 9 by the time we get GoDaddy location up and running?
Absolutely, yes. So next year, we will be serving 6, 7, 8th, and 9th graders. We've always planned on being a 6 through 12 school, but with purchasing the GoDaddy space, that will allow us to begin serving elementary grades in the future as well.
Boy, talk about so much speed and growth in that first year. That's what it's been like for you. What's it been like for the students? What are you hearing, not directly from the families as much as actually directly out of the students' mouths? What are they really enjoying about Cedar Rapids Prep?
That's what's really special. So being somebody who was born and raised here in Cedar Rapids, having this opportunity to provide such a special space and learning experience for students and families has been great. And so whether that is the test scores that have been coming in at mid-year and seeing the growth students are making, which has been incredible, but also just the experience of students saying, you know, I can go in, I can just feel relaxed and calm and focus on learning. I don't have disruptions taking place. Seeing all these students coming from different places and making new friendships has been very special. And we're just constantly hearing how grateful families are for this opportunity and how positive the experience has been for them.
So halfway through this academic year, for people and families listening this morning would like to know more just in general, or if there's a way to start an application process, what are the next steps? Where should we send them?
Absolutely. So on our website, cedarrapidsprep.org, we have a general inquiry form for families who have questions, who would like to schedule a tour, come in and meet with me. We always love having those conversations and doing tours, as well as our application window is now open for next year. And so families are able to fill out an application. Right now, we plan on having 120 slots for each grade, and those slots will fill up quickly. So the application deadline is February 17th. So if families want to be considered for the lottery for the upcoming year, they would need to fill those applications out by February 17th.
And Principal Blitz, let's end one more time. What is the website for Cedar Rapids Prep?
It is cedarrapidsprep.org.
Wonderful to see you. Happy New Year once again. And thanks for coming in for Community Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.